The first round of indirect talks between Iran and the United States took place in Muscat, Oman, aimed at exploring the possibility of easing tensions and improving relations. The negotiations, held at a high level, were led by Steve Witkoff, Donald Trump's representative for the United States, and Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi for Iran. During the talks, Iranian and American delegations remained in separate rooms while Omani diplomats exchanged messages between them. Though much attention has been given to whether the talks are direct or indirect, the real indicator of their potential success lies not in the format, but in their scope and content. The United States has emphasized that any deal must prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Witkoff stated that America's position begins with dismantling Iran's nuclear program, though he also suggested that paths to negotiation could be explored. However, other U.S. officials like National Security Advisor Mike Waltz took a harder stance, calling for the complete dismantling of even Iran's civilian nuclear activities. Approach aligned with Israeli positions that Iran has firmly rejected. Iran, for its part, insists that negotiations must lead to verified limits on its peaceful nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. Iranian officials emphasized that any effort by the United States to insert unrelated issues or demand the elimination of Iran's civilian nuclear program will doom the talks. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has already issued a religious decree declaring nuclear weapon forbidden, reinforcing Iran's stance that its nuclear activities are peaceful. Despite both sides calling the first round of talks positive, deep mistrust remains. Iran insists that its decision to stick to indirect talks stems from two main reasons: a refusal to negotiate under pressure and a lack of trust due to the United States' withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear deal under Trump. Iran believes that direct negotiations are only viable if real progress is made. Araghchi confirmed that indirect negotiations remain Iran's preferred method for now. Iranian leaders have reiterated their readiness for all scenarios, including military threats, while keeping the door open to diplomacy. They argue that their cautious approach is based on painful past experiences, and that only through intermediators like Oman can they ensure a more reliable negotiation process. Tehran sees Trump's eagerness for a high-profile deal as more about public relations than genuine diplomacy. Ultimately, the core challenge is not just the format of negotiations, but the strategic gap in how both sides approach diplomacy. While Iran seeks a realistic and step-by-step engagement, the United States, particularly under Trump, continues to rely on threats and maximum pressure. Unless Washington backs away from its maximalist positions and takes serious steps to rebuild trust, the path to a sustainable agreement remains blocked.